How to get a good night's sleep. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. Our first reaction to these words may be, well, of course, David slept in peace. He was the king of Israel, powerful, popular, wealthy. He lived in a palace. People referred to him as David the giant killer. He had no real worries. However, when David wrote Psalm 4, he was not living in a palace or even in Jerusalem. Instead, he was fleeing for his life from his own son, Absalom. Yet amid such hardship and heartache, David was still able to sleep in peace. How? Psalm 4 provides the answer. David prayed. David found the peace to sleep by giving his problems to the Lord in prayer. He knew that God would hear and answer because God was the source of his eternal salvation. God had never failed him in the past. We too give our problems to the Lord. Unfortunately, we don't always leave them there. Instead, worrying that God won't hear, answer, or act, we snatch our problems back, struggling to carry what only God can carry. And still we wonder why we can't sleep. When sleepless, our prayer should be similar to David's. O Lord, in undeserved grace you saved me when I could not save myself. Looking back on my life, I can't name even one time when you failed me. And I know that you won't fail me in my current distress. A millennium after David, the Apostle Paul wrote Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The point is, if God loved you enough to give his only son, Jesus Christ, will he refuse to give you a loaf of bread, change of clothes, place to shelter, or means to repair a troubled marriage? No. Give your problems to God and leave them with God. You will sleep in peace. David weighed. David also found sleep by weighing his enemies against God's infinite love and power. In the privacy of his thoughts, he called out the opposition and asked, "Who are you when compared to God?" When sleepless, we should weigh our opposition in the same way. Financial trouble, who do you think you are? Sickness, who do you think you are? Loneliness, who do you think you are? You are nothing compared to the God who loves me, hears me when I call, and has set me apart as his very own. In Romans 8:31, the Apostle Paul invited the same comparison. He asked, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" So what's your answer? If your answer is, "No one and nothing can be against me," then turn out the light and go to sleep. David laid his problems to rest. Through prayer, through weighing his problems, through staying his mind and heart on the scriptures, David was able to lay his problems to rest and his head on the pillow. While others were saying, "Who will show us any good?" David expected only the best from God. With words reminiscent of the Aaronic benediction, he wrote, Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. And, dear friend, if you go to bed each night thinking, knowing, always expecting the very best from God, how can you not sleep? This article was written by Mark Weiss, pastor of St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Lemmon, South Dakota.